Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Lewis. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to cover the recent news story about how there's a liberal gap opening up between US men and US women, and why it's happening. If you look at this, then you'll see that the majority of married men, married women, and unmarried men consider themselves Republicans, while 68% of unmarried women see themselves as Democrats or liberals. So the elections are fought and won off of the votes of single women, it seems. Conservatives like Jordan Peterson and Ben Shapiro have been shaming men to go out there and get married, instead of going their own way. Could it be that they've seen stats like this that showed that the number of unmarried women actually helped the Democrats stay in power? So men that choose to stay single and not get married are not only more likely to be liberal themselves, but also create a giant cohort of women that vote for the left. The second Gallup poll shows you how since 1999, every cohort of women has seen much more of them becoming liberal. So what's causing this? Some people say that it's women having more college degrees than ever that's increasing their standards, so they're marrying less. Others like Aaron Clary seem to think that women becoming overweight or obese is pushing men away from marriage. I think it's also partially because of women's out-of-this-world dating expectations, because of apps like Tinder. There isn't one single factor, but less marriage means more women voting for leftist policies and governments which will eventually wreck the West. Some people are suggesting that men escape the West, but this sort of demographic trend will play out everywhere. If you believe the stats that by 2030, 50% of women will be single and unmarried, then you have to conclude that woke leftist governments are not only going to win, but we will see them in perpetuity the way that we see Democrats winning the elections in California. With regards to presidential elections, who knows, this might have been a multi-generational plan that was hatched up when women were given the right to vote, and then feminism wrecking the family, encouraging women to vote for big daddy governments, and then finally bringing in illegal aliens to vote for the left too. And that would weaken the state enough to allow long-term thinking socialists to take over. That's a conspiracy theorist in me talking. Is the rest of the world on the same trajectory? I don't know, but if you look over at Eastern Europe, Russia, East Asia, and the Balkans, they are seeing their populations fall without mass immigration to put the final nail in the coffin. That means there's still societies where men either dominate or where there's something akin to actual equality. So as a Western man on a sinking ship of a country like Canada, it may be time to leave for calmer waters. As men and women continue to atomize, the Democrat vote will get stronger. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to what can be done to stop this couche d'etat of Western society clown world show. Recently, I was watching Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary of the United States, saying that the government needs to regulate Bitcoin and stablecoins. They already have a copy of my passport, driver's license, and taxes. I've pretty much given them what amounts to a financial prostate exam, and what else is left to regulate? It's just tough talk to turn us away from investing in things such as this, because we can leave the coming dystopian lady-led West with some of our financial assets intact. Separating state and money is the only way to destroy the power of the left after they've destroyed the family sufficiently and turned as many cat ladies to their cause as possible. As Marx always used to say, that for communism and socialism to work, the government needs to control the central bank. No central bank means no central cooch control. That's what they're most afraid of. The red pill is about learning about female nature and going your own way from it. The orange pill is about learning about government currency and going your own way from that as well. It's the only passive way to take back the West, and time may actually be running out because at the rate the ETFs are gobbling it up, by the middle of the summer or early fall, there may not be much of it left for sale unless it's at an outrageous price, once the exchanges run out of it. But it doesn't matter, because much the same way Manosphere websites and channels have been destroyed before, another proof of war cryptocurrency would be created. As for the gender voting gap, I fear that more men than ever were going to vote for the left, as the soy makes them weaker and subservient to the females. And for some reason, men that are over 65 that say that they're very liberal has gone up by 50% from 1999 to 2023. But for women, 30% were very liberal in 2013. and 10 years later, it's 40% of all women. All of that coincides with Me Too madness and Trump derangement syndrome. It's dropped a little bit since then, but it's still rather high. The only encouraging number I saw was that liberalism among men between 18 and 29 has only gained 1 percentage point. So the soy isn't working to change men's political affiliations. The rise in women turning to the left has spread to Western Europe as well, and other governments with generous welfare programs. Maybe the faster America defaults on its debt and or cuts social security checks, the faster women will turn their backs on socialist governments and leftoid politicians. Will women vote for the left if the big daddy government goes broke? I doubt it. Then they might be forced to submit to competent and strong men again that won't take anywhere near as much abuse as men have been taking so far, because there won't be enough resources to just waste on the whims of women. The more prosperous the society becomes, the more surplus wealth there is to put towards compassion projects and the welfare of our fellow man or womankind. Why wouldn't more women turn to the left if the left is paying off their student loan debts and or giving them six-figure make-work jobs for the government, or creating affirmative action programs to take the jobs of competent men in so-called free enterprise? Women of all age groups, the young, old, and middle-aged, are all moving further to the left. What happens as more women than ever are elected into the parliaments of the West and start to make up the majority of politicians in the next 20 years or so? Do you really think they won't go into full money-printing Marxist mode and use that printed money to buy the favors of female voters? Forget about it. If male politicians can't resist to print and spend, what makes you think the female ones will? As for the survey where all this information comes from, it was made up of interviews with 12,000 Americans over an annual phone survey. But I don't really care about the younger women because the female senior boomer vote is the most important one. And it looks like in around 10 years, the Social Security Fund won't be able to basically pay women the same rate it is today. It's going to take a 30% haircut unless the government prints and creates inflation. But let's say it cuts the Social Security payments by around $300 a month if you were getting $1,000. How do you think female boomers are going to feel about that? Hopefully the left will be in power when that happens, because then all the old ladies will vote them out of office for quite some time. The leftoids also rely on the lamestream media to get their message across. And recently in Canada, Bell Canada, a telecom company, shut down a whole bunch of TV shows and radio stations, and Trudeau is pissed off about it. Of course he would be, because they're spreading his propaganda for him. But even with government and Google subsidies, they can't make enough to survive. When you have someone like Tucker Carlson bringing in hundreds of millions of views, while the lamestream media can barely bring in 1 or 2 million, you know their days are numbered. That might be what is needed to thin the leftoid feminist herd out there. But the main reason for more liberal women is that drop in the marriage rates. I don't really see any fixing that unless weak men make times that are so hard that women have no choice but to finally rely on men. But I suspect that the woke lefties have the ultimate weapon up their sleeve: AI. If AI can somehow run automated machines that produce everything instead of men, then women's new daddy won't just be the government, but the artificial intelligence itself. Considering that most of the AI companies out there lean to the left and are on the left coast, I can see a situation where there are no hard times anymore because of weak men, because there are forever good times because of smart machines. But it's still going to take men to repair those machines for the foreseeable future. It makes me wonder if there are enough manginas out there for the task. Based on what I've shared, it's wrong to assume that Zoomers are going to be the most conservative generation since the Silent Generation. That idea has been spread around the last few years, but they appear to be more liberal than the Millennials. So that was probably just a rumor started by conservatives to make themselves feel better and maybe trying to get some of those leftist Zoomers to become conservatives. I don't know. AI will also turn more men and women into liberals because it's going to do the thinking for people, and it's going to encourage laziness among the population, mentally, as well as dependency. It's going to reduce people's ability to not only think critically, but think at all. People that will be so dependent on corporations and the government that they'll be more likely to vote for more government controls. There's a lot of darkness coming down the pipeline when it comes to women being wokesters, but I'm hopeful, because men have barely been impacted by this. And we also have Bitcoin to separate state and money. Why do you guys think more women than ever are becoming liberals? Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Lewis for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that liberal women will still want to secretly get smashed by conservative men while their cucked liberal husbands watch. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the conservatives that blame men for going their own way as the reason there's so many unmarried liberal women away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.